Chapter 2. Yellow Behavior. How to Recognize a Yellow. That sounds fun. Let me do it. Optimistic and cheerful, a yellow person looks on the bright side of life. These are people who like to live, always finding ways to enjoy themselves. Do you know anyone who sees the sun where others see dark clouds? Have you met anyone who can laugh even though he hasn't had any good news for months? Then you've met a yellow. If you've ever been at a party and wondered why everyone is attracted to a person, in the center there's a yellow making everyone laugh. Every event becomes a wonderful party to a yellow. When something is no longer fun, they move to somewhere the mood is better. A yellow is the one who's talking all the time. He's the one who gives answers rather than asking questions. He often answers questions that no one has even asked by telling a story that may or may not have anything to do with the issue. But it really doesn't matter because he'll put you in a good mood. His positive attitude also makes it impossible for you to feel upset for long. I would even argue that yellows are more popular than other colors. They amuse people and put them in a good mood, and fun things always happen around them. They know how to capture everyone's attention and how to keep it. They make us feel important. They're just nice to be around. Like reds, yellows are ready to make quick decisions, but they can rarely explain their reasons. They're likely to say things like, "It just felt right." Yellows often make decisions that are based on feelings, simply because they don't think at all. Your friends are my friends. Yellows focus on creating relationships. They love mixing with people and can be extremely good at persuading them. They're enthusiastic, excited, and happy to talk about their feelings, often with complete strangers. Yellows can talk to anyone. They're not at all shy, perceiving most people they meet as pleasant. They even see strangers positively. They're just friends they haven't met yet. Their optimism has no limits and is, of course, one of their strengths. Just like reds, yellows have lots of energy. They find most things interesting. Everything new is enjoyable, and a lot of yellow energy is spent finding new ways of doing things. Who gets the most postcards? Yellows. Who has the most contacts in their cell phone? Yellows. Who has the most friends on Facebook? You're getting the idea. Yellows. They've friends everywhere, and they're excellent at keeping in touch with everyone. Yellows want to know what's going on. They want to be where it's all happening, and they'll make sure to be at every party. Isn't it amazing? I just love it. Yellow behavior is full of optimism and enthusiasm. Few things can keep their good mood away for long. Yellows concentrate on finding chances and solutions. Nothing is really a problem for them with their positive view of life. I don't know where yellows get all their energy, but it's focused on having fun and bringing people together. Everyone must be involved, and a yellow won't allow anyone to be unhappy. The optimist all around. Since yellows are so positive and cheerful, they spread joy and warmth to those around them. Their optimism breaks down all opposition. How could anyone not be inspired by a person who refuses to see half-empty glasses and always thinks positively? What happens if we turn everything around? You won't find anyone more resourceful than a yellow. If there's anything yellows are good at, It's seeing solutions where others do not. Yellows have the unique ability to turn things around. They move quickly, which means that it can be difficult to keep up. Sometimes they find it hard to explain their wild ideas. Yellows are helped by the fact that they rarely have any limits. When a yellow is feeling creative, he'll try to go beyond what's considered normal. Usually, of course, a business sets limits for its workers, but this doesn't matter to yellows. In fact, they often don't seem to know that there are any limits. If you need help with new suggestions or ideas, look for the most yellow person you know. Do you need a new look at an old problem? Speak to a yellow. You might not be able to use any ideas they have, but one thing can lead to another, and suddenly, you have something that works. Selling water to a duck. Yellows can persuade people with all their energy and optimism. They lose themselves in chances and solutions that others just don't see. It's often said that there's a difference between convincing and persuading, and many yellows often confuse these. They don't just try and convince you with what they say, but with their whole bodies. They've a unique way of communicating, which influences their listeners. They immediately know what to do. Be friendly and shake your hand. Say things that make you feel important. Many politicians are good at this. Think of Bill Clinton, for example. I know lots of people. All of them, in fact. Yellows inspire those around them. And the best way to do this is through building relationships. A yellow knows that relationships are by far the most important factor in business. If your customer doesn't feel positively about you, it will be difficult to make any progress. Yellows know more people than everyone else, and they like everyone. A yellow doesn't need to know a person very well before calling him his friend. They consider anyone who doesn't actively dislike them a friend. Remember that when reds ask what is going to be done, yellows want to know immediately who will do it. This question is key for yellows. If the team or group does not function smoothly, a yellow will not feel well. He needs functioning relationships for him to perform at his best. Conclusions on yellow behavior. Have you ever met a real yellow? Famous people who show clear yellow behavior include Oprah Winfrey, Robin Williams, Ellen DeGeneres, Pippin from The Lord of the Rings, and Han Solo from Star Wars.